Canada border reopening moving forward, at least for now. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. There's been a lot of concern, discussion, and debate over the situation involving beef trade with Canada this week. And as of now, USDA is proceeding with the rule that would reopen the border next month. Brenda Curtis has more.
On March 7th, the Agriculture Department is scheduled to implement a rule that will allow currently banned Canadian livestock and certain cuts of beef into the U.S. market. In testimony before the Senate Agriculture Committee, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns testified that USDA is going forward with the market opening.
It's on the road to implementation, but I will say this, I will absolutely consider everything right up to that date.
Currently, a technical team is in Canada to find out if Canada's ban on livestock feed containing animal protein is being obeyed by the beef industry. Johan said it is his job to review the information as it is provided to him.
You can't, on one hand, send a group up there and say, take a look at this, and then say, and by the way, I won't be paying attention to them.
Even after intense questioning, Johan's told the committee, yes, there is a lot of information available to him on Canadian beef.
But I do have a team, and I am going to consider their findings.
In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.
USDA's chief economist Keith Collins says the U.S. beef market is showing signs of stress, and reopening the Canadian border would help relieve some of that.
Without opening up the border to Canada, slaughter numbers are going down, capacity utilization is going down, packer costs are going up. So we have a situation with no trade with Canada that the packing industry is under some stress. What this rule does is it takes another step in the return to normalcy with trade.
But obviously there's still a lot of concern from American beef producers about reopening that border just yet. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us again Monday on the TRN.